The Girl Who Walked on Air by Emma Carroll. Read by Victoria Fox. First Act. Chip Chases Amazing Aerialists. Chapter 1. The bigger the danger, the bigger the crowd. One look at tonight's punters said it all. With just minutes till showtime, the big top was almost full, and I was quite ready to burn with excitement. Every last ticket was sold, and still the queue snaked out of the field and down the lane until all you could see were people's hats bobbing above the hedgerows. First thing this morning, the posters had gone up all over town. "More daring than ever," they'd said in blue and gold letters. "Watch Monsieur Mercury defy gravity on his trapeze." To me, M. Mercury was good old Jasper, who I lived with in a tiny trailer and who drank lapsang tea out of dainty cups and let me have first dibs on every pie crust. Which was more than could be said for my mam. When I was just a baby, she left me at the circus, the way most people forget an umbrella. Inside the ticket booth where I worked, there wasn't space to swing a cat. I felt it specially tonight, jiggling from foot to foot, impatient to get finished so I'd be free to watch the show. My dog Pip sensed it too. Sat beside me, he watched my every move. At last, the final punters filed past to claim their tickets. They were a noisy bunch, laughing and nattering, their breath like smoke in the evening air. They'd be quiet soon enough. Once they were inside the big top, they'd squeeze onto a bench and look upwards. And what they'd see would leave them speechless. A little shiver went down my neck. Imagine if I was about to perform.